We are ready. Devin Walton is on the phone from APX. He has a copy of our rules.
All right. Good morning. This is good afternoon. This is Wednesday, August 8th, 2007. The commission is gathering today for an informal hearing. We have four cases on our agenda today. The first one is PU07318. I'm Commissioner Susan Wiefald, and I'd just like to say that I know that this renewable electricity and recycled energy tracking program has been under discussion for quite some time. The commission has set up rules on this, and it's exciting to be able to actually explore now a definite program that's been established to perhaps take care of those needs. And so I would like to now call on my fellow commissioners, Commissioner Clark and Commissioner Kramer, if they have any welcoming comments.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
All right. And let's go first to MRETS. They have sent us an application in order to be our renewable electricity and recycled energy tracking administrator. And we'll go first to you. Is there anyone else on the line?
Devin Walton is here with APX.
Yep, but that's the only person who's on the telephone. All right, if you'll please go through your application with us, and then we'll have probably some questions for you. Go ahead. Devin, you're supposed to go ahead now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I must admit that I was not aware that I was to be going through the application, but hang on a second, I can pull it up.
It would just be the letter that Saucus sent us on July 13th.
Right, okay.
And I can certainly go through it, too, if you want, Devin, while you look for a copy.
If you could, I would appreciate it. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not being unprepared here. Did not realize I was.
Oh, that's okay. I think I more conveyed to you that we were just going to ask you some questions, but I can go through the letter. Saucus is a senior director of APX, and on July 13th, he filed a letter with the commission asking that APX Inc. be designated by the commission as the program administrators of the Midwest Renewable Energy Tracking System. APX has a four-year contract with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin for the implementation, operation, and administration of the MRETS program, which launched on July 2nd. I do also have the web page up in our hearing room. Attached to his letter was the fee structure, which has been approved by the MRETS governing group and will be reevaluated at the end of the year. The first shareholder meeting, I believe, is August 15th, or stakeholder meeting, and that's about it. Other than so far, entities have been allowed to register online, but the first certificates have not been issued, correct?
That is correct. First certificates will be issued, scheduled for issuance on October 15th. October 15th for July and August generation output.
All right. I have several questions. They relate to the rules that the commission has put in place. And there are rules established that the tracking program will be effective as specified in the commission's order that designates a program administrator and implements these rules. So my personal concerns are whether the MRETS program as set up now will implement the rules that the commission has in place. The first one that I'm considering is 6909-0804. In that rule, it says facilities eligible for participation in the Renewable Energy Certificates Tracking Program. For a renewable energy facility to be eligible, the facility must be either a new facility or an existing facility as defined in 6909-0802. So that's a responsibility of the facility. But they must register as set out in 6909-0807. So now I'm going to go to 6909-0807. And it says that to be awarded renewable energy certificates, a designated representative must complete the registration process described in this section. So what I'd like to know is whether you have a registration process that is similar to what is in, described in our rules. For example, in one, the designated representative shall register with the program administrator each renewable energy generation unit. At a minimum, the registration must include the location, owner, technology, rated capacity of the facility, and evidence that the facility meets the resource eligible criteria in North Dakota Century Code 490225.
Okay, I can confirm for you that outside of my knowledge of the North Dakota Century Code Section 490225, that yes, the registration, there's a lot of attributes that are requested before you can have your facility approved and start accumulating output data and having certificates created, and that does include the physical location of the facility, the facility's owner, the technology, fuel type, the rated capacity, capacity factors, and other attributes related to the engineering of the facility itself.
Okay, then we'll come back to the one about the resource eligibility criteria, because I have another question on that, but we'll go on for now. Two, and after verifying the information required in the registration process for renewable facilities, the program administrator shall create a renewable energy certificate account for the designated representative. Is the program able to do this?
Yeah, essentially, the way it works currently is the designated representative would create a general account in the MRET system. Once that account has been established, created and approved by the administrator, then they can begin registering their facilities. Each of those facilities is then tied to a certificate deposit account, where the certificates will be deposited after they've been created.
And how do you verify the location, the owner, the rated capacity of the facility, for example? Let's talk about how do you verify the rated capacity of the facility?
We're currently still working out the details of how we're going to be verifying those actual schematics and engineering information. Specifically, we'll be looking at the EIA reports for those units, and then either working out with the control areas or the utilities in the region to verify that information.
But you will be doing that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, no, facilities are not approved until that information has been validated and confirmed. So although the registration process, you can go in and register these facilities, they're not able to have certificates created until it's been verified by the administrator and then approved by them.
All right. A renewable energy facility, this is number four, may not be awarded renewable energy certificates under this program if it is not registered.
Absolutely. If you are not a registered facility in the MRETS software, you will not have certificates issued in that program.
And five, any disputes will be resolved using dispute resolution procedures established by the commission or its program administrator. Are you going to be set up to resolve disputes?
Yes. There is, disputes is kind of a general term for the different kinds of disputes you can have. But at this point, yes, whether it's disputed generation information that's been submitted, there's disputes on certificates that have been created. Yes, the system is set up and policies have been set up to handle those disputes.
Okay, now I'm going to go back to rule number 6909-0804 and number two, have output that is capable of being physically metered and verified by the program administrator. A renewable energy facility with more than one generating unit must be metered with a single meter, may be metered with a single meter.
Currently, the system requires that, based on nameplate capacity, that a qualified independent party is required to report your output information into the system. In some cases, we'll be using the Midwest ISO as that reporting entity for submitting generation data. In some cases, if the nameplate capacity is below a certain threshold, right now below 1 megawatt nameplate capacity, that information is allowed to be self-reported by the facility owner. In self-reporting, MRETS is still working out the how we're going to be auditing that information, whether it's done monthly or whether it's done semi-annually, to verify that what's being reported was actually a truly metered amount. And to the second sentence there, that in order to register an MRETS, you register at the facility level, and the facility has to have a specific type of meter. And so, again, as it says there, metered with one single meter, and that meets the metering requirements as written in the operating procedures of MRETS.
Okay, and then under 6909-0805, there's six requirements that our rules require. At a minimum, the program administrator should perform the following functions. I won't go through each one of those, but I'd like you to read them yourself and then tell us whether the commission has, whether you are able to perform, whether MRETS is able to perform those functions.
Absolutely. For number one, creating accounts that track renewable certificates, absolutely. That is the one of the sole purposes of the program. It will be awarding renewable energy certificates based on the actual output that's submitted, so that's that one. There are a number of publicly available reports as well as